Welcome back to the Crazy Asian Podcast. Diving into this episode of Auto Networking is seek out ways that you could be of value. So when it comes to your network, you want to be able to make sure that you're able to connect them, you're able to support them, you're able to then put them into opportunities to win. Because remember, your network is only as strong as your weakest relationship. And so if there's an opportunity for you to be able to really build those stronger business relationships professionally, see how you can help them be able to grow, that's going to be the key differentiator. One of the biggest struggles for people when it comes to networking is they don't see the immediate results. They're thinking, hey, why haven't I gotten some leads or some referrals? I gave some out to other people. But a lot of times when you start digging in on their networking skills, number one, it's still been pretty rudimentary. They might still have the mindset of trying to sell to the people they just met the night before. And the other one is that they actually aren't going out of their way to be someone of value. Instead, they're trying to be someone of service. So in other words, they're looking at ways that they can get fed themselves. They're looking at ways that they're the winner because they sold their products or services. Instead, they want to be looking at opportunities that they can set themselves up for success by being able to be of value. Now, for some organizations, that person might be in a more of a business development relationship, and so being introduced to different connections that could potentially buy is a greater opportunity. The downside of that one is you don't want to put yourself in a position to be a constant connector to help people grow and develop, because reality is it's up to that individual that you refer to for them to be able to close the deal. The other one that we start having to look at is there's a lot of people that might be on the partner track at some, you know, accounting firms, law firms, where it's not about clients because they have the billable hours, it's about impact. So they might want people that are building relationships with professional groups, professional, in the specific niche that then they can, go and present. So for example, it reminds me of the attorney that works at an estate planning group. The value to them is to be able to work with a team of insurance agents to be able to continually be put in front of estate planning and trust planning opportunities. It's not necessarily looking for more clients. They're looking for more of that professional connection and the opportunity to develop together. The next one is that person might need introductions. So it might be the property manager that is looking for those other trades professionals, electricians, HVACs, renovations, etc. And then finally, when you start thinking of how you can be of value, is there's a lot of professions that are more in the consulting realm, and they want access to information, they want expertise. And that's exactly what you could bring to the table, is you could be kind of boots on the ground, if you will, hand on the pulse of telling them what's going on in your industry, so that way they're aware of what's going on and they can feel comfortable as an acting fiduciary. They're making forward the right recommendations. At the same time, they're aware of the most current information because you are giving them the greatest amount of value in that educational seat, if you will. So, how are you adding value to your network, and especially to those individuals that see you as someone of expertise? Sherms out.